This is Dr. Kate Walker reminding you that I am not that kind of doctor. Not only that, I'm not a CPA and I am not an attorney. Laws change all of the time, so Texas counselors creating badass businesses should never be construed as legal advice. Always check with your trusted professionals. Now, let's get to work.
Welcome to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, where it's all about working smarter, not harder. And here's your host, Dr. Kate Walker,
who secretly wants to start a box turtle rescue.
Hey, it's Dr. Kate Walker, and today on Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, we're going to talk about your practice in terms of the famous declutterer, Marie Kondo. Does it bring you joy? No? Well, we're going to toss it. Then what? You're going to get some actionable steps today, step-by-step guidelines to take those things that no longer bring you joy, profit, maybe they're giving you headaches, and turn them into something amazing. You ready? Let's get to work. Sometimes as counselors, I think we just take it for granted that we're going to offer individual therapy and couple therapy or group therapy. We don't really think of them as products. Like if you were, you know, making shoes and you put a shoe on the shelf to sell, you know, if you had a particular style or brand, you know, that wasn't selling, eventually you would discontinue that brand or you would go to the company that makes the shoe and you'd say, hey, why don't you give me a different brand to choose from? Something like that. But each month, maybe each quarter, maybe at least once a year, you would go through your entire inventory and identify obsolete inventory, the inventory that isn't selling. And that's my favorite time of year because that's when I go to the shoe store and they have those big racks in the back and it's clearance and there are red dots and green dots and orange dots. They're moving out these items that aren't selling or they're obsolete. They're being replaced by other items. So as counselors and mental health professionals in private practice, we're not just selling, let's say, two products, right? Individual and couple counseling. That's just an example. Right? What you're selling is individual counseling on a Monday at 3, individual counseling on a Monday at 4, individual counseling on a Monday at 5, etc., etc. So each one of those slots in your week, think of it like a hotel room. Think of it like inventory that you're selling. Each one of those hours is a product that has a value. And if you drill down into the data, you'll see that some days and times sell better than others. Some days and times people don't show up or they cancel last minute very frequently. I remember when I had a big practice and I was bringing folks on and new practitioners and one of my colleagues was going to come on board and I said, okay, well, when do you want to see clients? And she said, oh, you know, probably Saturday morning at 9. And I said, wait a second, don't you live in a town like 90 miles away from here? And she's like, yeah. And I said, hey, you know, you're going to get so discouraged by that choice because that particular product, the 9 a.m. on a Saturday, is a terrible seller. It's not you. It's not personal. That's the time that people, you know, they may sleep in, or if they're having issues, they may not be able to get out of bed, or they may be hungover. So 9 a.m. on a Saturday for her first slot of the day, and she'd just driven, you know, 90 miles to get there, eventually she would get discouraged and quit because she had chosen pretty much the worst time I can possibly think of for a counselor to see a client. So part of what we're talking about today is going to require you to not just look at your numbers. I mean, we've talked about that before. You can drill down into your numbers and determine profit and loss. And that's great. And that's, you know, another podcast. And we'll talk about that for taxes and write-offs and all of that fun stuff. For our purposes today, we're going to compare services to one another. So you're going to compare individual counseling at Monday at 5 with individual counseling Tuesday at 5 or individual counseling Wednesday at 5. And it's tempting to say, well, Kate, you know what? I've got this client and they are just like clockwork and they show up every Thursday at 5, so it's a great seller. No, it's not. You just have a client who is really depending on your services right now. That's not supposed to be forever, right? We're supposed to be working ourselves out of a job with every client. We're supposed to be helping them get on their way or at least scale down their sessions to, you know, once a month or once every other month or as needed. So it's never up to the client. I'm going to say that up front as we start this podcast episode about, you know, kind of getting rid of those products that aren't selling. We can't depend on a client or a client personality or a client diagnosis for this comparison that we're doing today, right? Because in our field, there are diagnoses that require a lot more intense services, the degrees of severity within the diagnoses, right? So this is really just a data analysis that an eighth grader could look at, right? They're going to look at this and they're going to say, you know what, Mom, it looks like you've got more shows, no shows at 5 o'clock on Monday than any other time. Or, you know what, honey, I'm looking at this and it looks like, you know, 5 p.m. on a Friday is your worst selling slot of all. So as you drill down, you're going to start to see, get rid of those times. You can get rid of those slots completely, and that will make you more productive during the times that are selling well, right? So you start focusing on the times and days that sell. Then you can do kind of an analysis. All right, so who is coming in the middle of the day on a you know, Tuesday? Who is filling up your slots from noon to 3? I've told the story before about how I developed my niche, right? I had very strict parameters. I was only going to work between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., Monday through Friday, no weekends, right? No evenings. And lo and behold, I found my perfect niche in small business owners like me, physicians, folks who worked at big corporations that had Fridays off, expats, folks who were in the country who maybe had a spouse working for the big company but couldn't get a visa to work themselves. So I knew a lot of information about these folks who came between 10 and 3, and then I could market to them. What you're doing today, or what I'm encouraging you to do between now and the end of Q4 is to drill down and just look at the days and the times that are not selling. That's a great first place to start, especially if you're one of those mental health providers who's ready to start moving services out of the therapy room, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I've got these great ideas, but my brain is full of clients and I just don't seem to have time. And, you know, I'm tired of waking up on Saturday morning and doing these projects, and, you know, I just need more time. Well, here it is. I'm handing it to you on a silver platter. Marie Kondo, the times and days that aren't consistently filled with clients. Let them go and see how that clears up your schedule and focuses your marketing efforts. All right. So number one, I'm Dr. Kate Walker, and this episode is brought to you by the 40-hour training to become a supervisor in Texas. Not just any training, but the Kate Walker 40-hour LPC LMFT supervisor training, completely online. It's the only all-in-one 40-hour LPC LMFT supervisor training course and community designed to grow your skill set and give you more research-based resources, all in less than 30 minutes a day. No bots, no BS, just a great course to get you up to supervisor. the Kate Walker Training 40-Hour LPC LMFT Supervisor Training Course. Check it out. Like a product, and you're deciding based on the numbers. You're going to look at no-shows, late cancels, whether or not they're the first or the last ones to fill on a regular basis, and you're going to Marie Kondo it, right? You're going to get rid of it. It's not sparking joy. Now, speaking of getting outside of the therapy room, let's talk about those pet projects. Let's talk about those dream ideas that you have, those courses, those PDFs, those ebooks that you've developed, and you've put a price tag on them, and you put them out there on Facebook, and maybe you even advertise in the lemonade stand in Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, and it didn't sell. Or it sold a few, and then it plateaued, and it hasn't sold, and now it's time for you to either update the course with new information, or just leave it out there, or do a fire sale, maybe put it, half price or 75% off. Here's one thing that you can do with that beautiful, beautiful idea you had, because it is a good idea. Every shiny object, every project isn't going to make it. And it's, there are a lot that don't see the light of day. You know, a lot of people, they think that, my courses are always selling and they're always doing great. And I always say, oh my gosh, you should look in my Dropbox archive. I have so many good ideas in there and products that didn't make it, services that didn't sell. My book coach, the amazing Dawn Owens, I remember when I was getting ready to write my book and I was so nervous and she goes, don't worry, nobody's going to read your book. I was like, what? Why are you telling me this? She goes, your book is your business card. It's a piece of you that people can put in their hand when you're done speaking, when you're done teaching a course, a live workshop. You can leave people with something to have in their hand. And of course, you're going to sell it for, 20, 25 bucks. But it's not, you're not Dean Koontz. You're not Stephen King. This isn't something that will be a New York Times bestseller. And it was a real reality check for me. But it was also the first time I'd really looked at all of these things I have in my catalog that I could now start turning into pieces of me to hand to folks so that they could now refer me to friends and family. So there's an author, and I talk about him a lot, and I always have to put his name right in front of me because I'm going to say his name wrong. And Mike Michalowicz wrote a book that was referred to me by the amazing Cindy Doyle, The Pumpkin Plan. And I highly recommend you read The Pumpkin Plan. This was a total game changer for me. He dovetails on this idea that if you look at all of the pumpkins that you could grow in your field, and you could grow a lot of them, the one that's going to actually turn the most profit is the giant pumpkin, right? The ones that fit in the backs of pickup trucks. They're so huge. You can sell one seed for $10,000 or something like that. And you know how many seeds there are in a giant pumpkin, or any pumpkin for that matter. So why in the world would you waste fertilizer and acreage and water and energy on little pumpkins when one giant pumpkin could make enough revenue to feed you and your family for, a year and keep your business going? So when we talk about Marie Kondoing, while we declutter, right, you're looking at things that aren't bringing you joy, but you're also looking at these pet projects, these shiny objects, these beautiful, beautiful ideas you had that they're just not selling. Or when you compare them to your individual therapy or your couple therapy, it's not even close. I know in my practice, I use a dot matrix, kind of a graph. So I'm a visual person. I have to see it. And when I look at, you know, some of the things that I've come up with that I really loved, I mean, they were just passion projects, and I'd see that little dot go up the graph, like barely a little millimeter. And then I look over here and there's my therapy stuff just way, way up high. And it was a nice reality check for me, kind of, you know, Kate, don't quit your day job. As I was building Kate Walker Training, I was able to see it was achieved balance and my clinical work that was really carrying the heavy load. And it helped me make really tough decisions when it came down to the pet projects and the things that I thought were so wonderful and that people would buy, and they didn't. But what I learned from the book, The Pumpkin Plan, is how to take those resources that I loved, and if you've listened to me, you've probably already guessed this, turn it into a client resource, a free resource, so that when I'm doing that 10-minute consultation, and if I'm listening and I determine, and the potential client, we determine together, you know what, it's just not going to be a good fit. I'm not going to let that potential client go away without a free resource. I'm going to say, hey, go to my website and download this PDF. I've got this great PDF about arguing. I've got this great PDF that I came up with about parenting. I've got this list of resources for parents who are launching their kids off to college. I can leave folks with resources that will help them explain to friends and family that I am a great community resource and I'm available. And even if they can't get me on the phone, they can go to my website and they can download all the things, or lots of the things, and have some good change in their life, or things to pass along even to their friends and family, right? So, and most of the things, the free things on my website are, they were things I used to sell, right? They're things that I used to put a price tag on. Same thing with Kate Walker Training. Gosh, I used to sell paperwork, you know, $10 a piece or something like that. And then I read the book. I'm like, you know, gosh, I'm just going to start putting this in my blogs. And if you listened to the podcast last week, part of what I gave away in the blog were the three templates I talked about, right? There was a free release of information. There was a consent for treatment. And I think a policy and procedures manual template. All of those things used to be for sale. Not anymore. Now they are resources, because I want folks to have the resources they need, because that's how I affect change in the mental health community. I support counselors through free and affordable resources. Also, you know what? They're not selling, and I want to turn you into a raving fan. I want to turn whoever downloads my stuff into someone who will be an ambassador for Kate Walker Training and refer friends and family to me and the services and the people that I have relationships with, and Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses, and the Texas Supervisor Coalition, and the Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses podcast. Come one, come all, get what you need. Go be amazing. Go affect your communities. Keep saving the world with excellent therapy. That's why we exist. So when I create these resources, I do try to sell them first, right? I mean, that's what I do. I create resources for sale. When they're not selling, then I move them down, or actually move them up the funnel to the top where folks can access them easily. We call that reducing friction. Now, the third thing I want to talk to you about. So we've talked about drilling down into the numbers and seeing what's not selling. We've talked about looking at your pet projects, your shiny objects, all the things that you love, and seeing which ones are selling and which ones would be better as free resources or marketing tools or pieces of you. Now we're going to talk about some really tough decisions. One of the things I remember taking away from a training with attorney Kenda Dalrymple out of Austin, she talked about how difficult clients are not worth keeping. And that was harsh, right? That's coming from an attorney, but here's the context, right? She was giving a presentation about liability and malpractice insurance and how to make sure that we are staying out of trouble. So her point was, look, as an attorney, if you come to me and say this client is litigious, they have a history of filing complaints, they're not happy with your services, they're no showing you and then, you know, blaming you, or they're not able to, you know, all the things. She says, you know what? Give them 3 referrals and send them on their way. Now, think about that for a second, because how many of you, when you have that difficult client, even if you had a day where you just were amazing and people were changed by you for the better, who do you remember, right? You're going to remember that one client who just really made you feel bad, or you had a huge amount of counter transference toward, or perhaps they're using language that is sort of like they're implying that they could file a complaint against you at any time. It's just a constant threat in the way they present to you. That doesn't help you sleep at night. That doesn't help you want to stay in this business. So part of what we're doing in Q4, decluttering, is looking at these clients that do not spark joy. It might not just be that they have a disagreeable disposition. And I'm not talking about diagnoses or anything like that. I'm talking about those clients that send you home at the end of the day worrying about, you know, your liability, worrying about your peace of mind, right? I'm also talking about those clients that you may love, but they have a history of late canceling, or they have a history of no showing. And you think, oh, but Kate, I've got such great rapport with this person. And you know, they have 5 kids and they can't always get there. And so that's you making excuses for them, which is also counter transference, right? There's nothing I can do to reach through and help you with your counter transference. It is what it is. And that's okay. We all have it. But if you have a client that is extremely difficult and disagreeable and sends you home at night without your peace, you left your peace at the office, or if there's a client that you love and you adore working with, but they just never show up, or you never charge them a no-show fee because they're one of your favorite clients, that's also counter-transference. So looking at this scenario, if we're decluttering, this is the time to let these folks go. Free up those spots, not only because it's financially better for you, right? If you've got somebody that, you know, is constantly no-showing and you don't have a late cancel no-show policy, so it's costing you money and those hours are going unfilled, okay, so drill down into those numbers. That doesn't make financial sense for you. When you look at the disagreeable client, if that client is ultimately going to make you utilize your malpractice insurance, which usually requires you to spend some money up front, plus don't forget the missing days when you have to go to the board and defend yourself. So both of these scenarios are costing you money. This is a great time of year to let it go. Let them go. Refer them out in an ethical fashion. And of course, the American Counseling Association gives us great guidelines for referring out folks who fall into one of these 2 categories, right? There's somebody wonderful out there for those folks, and you're going to free them up to go find that person. Now, I know not everybody is agreeing with what I'm saying, and that's okay, right? This is a safe space, and we can all agree to disagree. So I want you to just consider my words. Think about your client list. Think about who sparks joy and who does not, because nothing in what we signed up for says we have to sacrifice our peace, that we have to be a martyr, that we have to give up the best part of us before we walk in the door for our family at the end of the day, right? You deserve to have a happy life. You deserve to have a happy head. So when you're going through the Marie Kondo Q4 exercise that I'm recommending, maybe I should call it a challenge, the Marie Kondo Q4 challenge, think of the 3 things. Number 1, drill down into the numbers, treat each day and time like a hotel room or a box of shoes, right? Find the things that aren't selling or that are obsolete and get rid of them. Number 2, go through the things that you're selling that are out of the therapy room, the pet projects, the shiny objects, the beautiful, beautiful things that you have put out there, but they're just not catching on, or they're taking up time, and they're not even close to bringing you the kind of income that your individual therapy or your couple therapy or your group therapy is bringing you. Finally, number three, look at those clients. Look at the ones who are disagreeable and costing you your peace, and look at the clients who are taking advantage of your boundaries and costing you money, and consider letting them go. All right, this is Dr. Kate Walker. I hope you guys have an amazing week kicking ass and saving the world with excellent therapy. I will see you guys next time. Take care. I'm Dr. Kate Walker. Thank you so much for listening to Texas Counselors Creating Badass Businesses. Thank you to Ridgely Walker for her lovely voiceovers at our introduction. And do me a favor, when you get a second, please like, share, and subscribe, and write us a review. That's really how we get picked up by other RSS feeds, and we get this information out to the mental health badasses who need it. Thanks again, and keep saving the world with excellent therapy.